Folks, Harry Truman was our 33rd president. He became president of the United States when his famous predecessor, FDR, died in office in 1945. Franklin Delano Roosevelt might have been confined to a wheelchair, but he was still a flamboyant leader and just beginning his historic fourth term as president when he passed away in Warm Springs, Georgia. That elevated Vice President Truman to the presidency. Truman was at first kept in the dark about the Manhattan Project that led to the development of the atomic bomb that hastened the end of World War II. He later told reporters, alluding to Pearl Harbor, "They started from the air, and we ended it from the air." 3 years after becoming president, Truman sought a full term on his own, but he wasn't given much of a chance. Thomas Dewey was favored. One of the most famous political pictures of all time appeared on the front page of the Chicago Tribune on election night in 1948. It showed a beaming Truman holding high a copy of the newspaper proclaiming Dewey defeats Truman. During his term in office, Truman, like most presidents, had critics. He had one Washington Post writer write a review of Margaret Truman, his daughter's concert, which hit the president below the belt. Truman's response was hardly presidential in tone, but worthy of any devoted father when he wrote to the writer that if they ever met, you'll need a new nose and a lot of beefsteak for black eyes. Truman was known for his modesty. He was a modest man who bought his own stamps while in the White House. Oh, Harry even carried his own suitcases into the family house in Independence, Missouri when they arrived back from Washington. Today, historians rank him as one of America's great presidents. Truman was able to energize crowds by speaking in a language that appealed to them. Sometimes gimmicks can turn the tables in an election, and that's what happened when Truman hopped aboard a train and proceeded to take his message to the people across the country in what was called a whistle-stop campaign. It spelled a difference in the race against Dewey. Instead of debates that are popular today, Truman railed against a do-nothing Congress he had to deal with as president. Dewey, meanwhile, seemed above it all and came across as an arrogant Republican, once described as the only man who could strut sitting down. In the crowds along the track stretching for thousands of miles, at least one voter who would always shout as if on cue, "Give 'em hell, Harry!" Ready for he knew what was coming, Truman would respond, "That's just what I'm doing." By the time Truman's train tour finally ended, it had logged more than 30,000 miles. They stopped at 200 communities where he kept adding more voters while Dewey was losing his support. "Give 'em hell, Harry" became president. The 1948 presidential race, when Truman beat Dewey, was truly one of our most historical presidential contests. Thank y'all for listening.